Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron here. I'm here with Dr. Jared Van Rensburg. Jared, pleasure having you on the show today.
Good day. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and hello to the listeners.
Right on. So we're talking with you from South Africa. How are things in South Africa?
Yeah, always interesting in South Africa, I must say. There's never a dull moment here. But yes, weather-wise, it's fantastic. We had a quiet day. Most of the time I spend in the study. If we listen to the news and so on, there's always some interesting things developing.
Hmm. Well, you're an author of course, Leadership Challenge in Africa, one of the books with a foreword by Archbishop Desmond Tutu, which is amazing in itself, and another book called Leadership Thoughts. What are your thoughts in general about leadership in South Africa? There's obviously the passing of Nelson Mandela. I mean, incredible piece of history, one of the most remarkable men in the history of the world. What's happening with leadership, and how are you tuning into that, and are you talking about that with what you're doing and writing about that?
Yes. Well, it is actually such an interesting topic to debate and try to get a handle on, because we have Nelson Mandela, and obviously, you know, with him passing away end of last year, there was, you know, such a outpour both of emotion, but also so many people obviously reflecting on his life and his example, which all of that was, you know, is so good, and it is such a real model of leadership that you can never stop unpacking, you know, what exactly does did he demonstrate so well throughout his life, and how can you translate it for your personal life, and all the leaders in South Africa in all the various positions. However, unfortunately, I think we tend to have such a high level of political political mindedness, or how would you put it, but such a huge debate in terms of politically where do we stand, and how do we still work through our transformation, that I'm afraid much of the discussions end up being more political than really leadership discussions. Uh-huh. Which I would obviously hope to see. So, I think that's kind of a broad overview observation. But, definitely I think, very, very good and good example still of leadership. And, I think, the broad consensus is obviously that we need to make the best of particularly Nelson Mandela's personal example of leadership and build on that in whatever we do going forward. So that was a huge positive looking at what happened by the end of last year, where where, you know, there's that sense of unity around our history and the way we were led into this dispensation. So, yeah, so there are good things, and then obviously we also have our challenges and regret, you know, so many instances of corruption and things that happen that do disappoint you in terms of the leadership. But I think there's a very you know, high level of commitment and tenacity and you know, all the good things to look forward you know, positively with the future in mind.
I want to talk a little bit about yourself. Thank you, and I'm sure that was a very heavy, emotional, deep question that I just asked you. So I understand you wanting to take a lot of time to answer that. I'm sure there was many years of thought that went into answering a question of that magnitude with so much reflection going on. So thanks for that. But let's go back to yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now and what your passion and purpose in life is at this stage of your life.
Yes, you know, my history is in terms of career is interesting. One interesting change I believe that I made because I was a pastor of a congregation in South Africa for 19 years until 2001, and then I made the change to move into the leadership organizational field. And so maybe if we talk about passion and purpose, you know, I should pick up on that point because at that stage I really felt a very strong drive to meet people where their hearts and minds are, you know, most of the time, which is at work. And to see, you know, all the good things that I did experience and learn from being a pastor, you know, how does it translate, how does it communicate to people with the challenges they do face, both in relationships and in work challenges, organizational challenges, etc. How, you know, what is the message and what is the kind of support that you give people facing what commonly is seen as the harsh or the, you know, the real world, the reality. So to answer the question then, and maybe in one sentence, it's really my passion to help others first to see the potential in them, in themselves, and then to support them in unlocking it. And to do that with a high level of relevance to the position they hold or the work role they have, and then also together with others where it's not only an individual journey but also a collective journey for the organization. So that I would say is my passion.
How do you help your clients discover what their weaknesses are and their obstacles for success?
Yeah, there's obviously so many, you know, tools available that you can use, and I also have, you know, an online program that I feel, you know, that is really helping people to reflect on, you know, all the strengths and weaknesses as they look at various leadership principles. So, yeah, at the moment, you know, talking about, you know, just tools and instruments, the one that I'm very excited about is called Heart Styles, which basically look at an individual. It's more an indicator than really a profiling instrument, but it's an indicator of where do you typically stand in terms of the four key areas of love, humility, fear, and pride, where obviously fear and pride, as it shows up in the organization or in your work environment, so often is the reason for ineffectiveness. And then as opposite to that, you know, love and humility, how powerful that become when you can live that and don't feel intimidated by the work environment. So that is a fantastic instrument. And yes, you know, so using that and then starting a process of ongoing learning and reflecting on by the end of the day on what did work for you today and what could you do better and or should you do differently to get a better result. You know, that's the process in coaching.
Very interesting, and I might add very different from sort of what I've learned in interviewing so many coaches and people. These are powerful words that are not typical of, let's call it, the American workforce, right? You know, love, humility, pride, fear, you know, wonderful to bring those in, but yet so very different. Tell us about working with people, you know, around the world, which you're doing. And of course, you've got followers and fans from your couple of books that you've written. You know, what is the culture like? How is the business culture different in where you are versus around other places in the world where you've coached and taught people?
Yeah, I didn't have, too many experiences in other cultures. So I think I'm probably mostly informed by what I hear clients hear say. Mm-hmm. How it's different is, I think, and that's my sense, I'm not sure how accurate it is, but, you know, I think it is quite a hallmark or, you know, of South African business environment that it is really very, very, very stressful. And that you find, with our typical, you know, it relates to the societal challenges that we face in terms of people being, you know, very highly educated and others being not really educated. And you need to work with at both levels and then be competitive in a world market. As at the same time, you know, you need to play a role now to develop others and, you know, work through so many areas of transformation, which is very, very draining, also emotionally draining. You know, those I think are quite typical South African challenges in the business world or organizational world in you find such a broad spectrum of focuses and that, you know, you can't simply, just go for what's the next thing, what's the next clever thing to do in business. that's perhaps my answer to that one.
Mm. What's the business culture like in South Africa? What's the turnover rate look like? Are young people, you know, well, first of all, how is the employment situation in South Africa? I've heard it's not as great as it could be, although you did have quite a boost from the World Cup being in your country. But overall, what's the state of the union of the business environment in South Africa, which, of course, plays into your role of leadership there?
Yeah, it's. I'm not an economist, so, you know, in that sense, I really am not well enough equipped to answer that. But it is definitely true that I think at this moment in time, you do feel that things are, you know, very close to being on a knife's edge, where, you still have, you know, conflicting type of ideologies. You are not too sure in terms of, you know, what is really the overall direction we are taking. And I think that level of uncertainty, apart from even the global uncertainties that everybody face, but here in terms of the direction we take, is often you know, quite difficult to cope with. However, there is a national plan and a, development and economic plan, and I think that is supposed to support business, and I'm sure it does. But it's different to have those policies and to face certain challenges on a daily basis. So yeah, it's the typical things, the strikes going on from time to time, and the labor force, and lack of jobs, and that type of thing. So it is challenging, and I think yes, we do hope that we'll have better growth, obviously, this year. Mm-hmm. We have a national election within months coming up, and mm-hmm. that also will play a role in in terms of how positive people feel now at impact of that also on business.
Mm-hmm. Who I know you have some favorite quotes and even books that I know our listeners would love to hear about. Could you rattle off a few so we could get in tune with your knowledge source, your the light that guides you through your mentoring?
Yeah, that is always an interesting one as well, because I read obviously a lot of books, and you always find that when you finish one, there's and you think that was kind of one of the top five, if you read the next one, then you have a new favorite. But I do find often that I read a number of books and I can't even remember the titles. I always enjoyed quite a bit of philosophy and how that speaks to leadership as well at a deeper level, spiritual books, etc. Apart from purely leadership books, I think I read The Advantage of Patrick Lencioni. Mm-hmm. Which is a fantastic book, really aligned with my thinking on leadership as being, actually team leadership. If you really think of it, it needs to be a very strong focus on teamwork. And a lot of the sentiments that he's expressed is really what I feel strongly about as well. Also, another book I've read I think by the end of last year is also a very interesting one, What's Mine is Yours, The Rise of Collaborative Consumerism, which is America. Those are both American authors, Botsman and Rogers. And this is all about changes in our society and the values, from the value shift that they pick up on, also talking to waste and the environment and that type of thing. So I enjoyed that. So from the old books, Henry Nouwen is a spiritual person. He wrote The Way of the Heart, and also enjoy a bit of psychology. The Middle Passage by James Hollis, Meaning of Life by Isel Frank. Favorites, and often I find that the books I like could be old books, written in a number of decades ago. That could be a list.
A good one.
Yeah. Sorry?
I said a good one. We'll all be very busy catching up with you. You're clearly very, very well read. I want to talk about your books when we come back. Let's take a quick station break and come right back in a minute. But I want to learn more about your books and your interest, and we'll carry on in just a minute. Back everyone in just a second.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Let us help you discover the keys to success, the keys to success in your internet marketing. WebmasterRadio.fm presents Marketing Nirvana, presented by CertifiedKnowledge.org. CertifiedKnowledge.org. Overcome the trials and tribulations of the past and let Marketing Nirvana revolutionize your revenue stream and ROI. Marketing Nirvana, presented by CertifiedKnowledge.org. Mondays at.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back, everyone. Gerhard, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's new? Tell us about the breakthroughs that you see and that you're helping to bring to the table as you think about leadership and the challenges that are out there right now. What's fresh? What's new? What's earth-shattering? What's under the covers?
Yes. Maybe I can answer by saying that I feel that, the areas that we need to look at in leadership today is really, I truly believe, very much, let's say, matters of the heart, matters of the, the attitude, even at the level, of how wisely the leader conducts himself and reads situations well. So, whereas maybe years ago, it was good enough to have a strong leader in the sense of a strong ego and with good knowledge behind him, good experience, good strategic and tactical skills, to be there to advocate and to command and control, those things that we were used to. Today, I think we stand before a very different challenge, and I think it is we've reached the stage where people are looking for a change of heart so often when they look at their leaders, you know, so that there's a better connection between the leader and his followers. So for the leader, I think if in the past it was knowledge, experience, strategic and tactical skills, I would say that today the focus should be on growing and developing awareness, and then to do the what I call the inner work, you know, reflecting on yourself and challenging yourself, the self-mastery aspect. And then the third area for me is what I call context-sensitive leadership responses, and that is using your inner wisdom. So in that area, you know, all those areas are areas for development, because we learn so much more from our experiences and reflecting. And if you have a coach with you, this is where you can discover so many breakthroughs in your own life, which you would not have if you didn't have a sounding board, people, you know, someone listening and with some wisdom and picking up on subtleties in that you would not have. So I think, you know, what also came with coaching is the importance of these areas. And then, you know, the way it plays out in organizations, I think, is that the realization that where for many decades there was such a focus on you know, your strategy and being clever in you know, your business approach and your the importance of business acumen and those type of things, which obviously still is important, but for sustainable performance and to have an healthy organization, the importance of your culture and whether it really reflects a leadership culture. So, you know, those type of things, I think, is what we see more and more as we more people write on leadership. You just do find many authors, you know, writing in these areas and helping people in these areas.
I think that's
my answer there. Mm.
Tell me a little bit about the reception of coaching, life coaching, business coaching, mentoring, in your part of the world, and your perception of coaching in general in the business world in particular, as it relates to leadership.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is, I think it's really building momentum and the appreciation for it, because, yeah, I think it's only till quite recently, you know, that business and organizations, you know, got a good sense of what it is and what the value of coaching is. So it's definitely building some momentum. And obviously there are always the early adopters and then others following much later. But there's appreciation, I think, that also with, particularly in our context here, as I explained earlier, with so many, you know, affirmative action appointments, if you can call it that, in other words, people previously disadvantaged that now come into the workforce and did not have the benefits of years of experience in organizations and in business, etc. So coaching this is of critical importance, not only for them to build their own, you know, their confidence, but also how to relate to a world that and remain authentic, a world that they didn't know much of a few decades ago. So that is a obvious area for, you know, for coaching, mentoring, and I think I think the reputation of coaching globally, I think, is strong, and it's that is my perception, that it is it's really still growing as a very important and let me say time relevant you know, for our modern times way of unlocking potential, helping people, and you know, it just makes in many ways so much more sense than the typical old say training, classroom training for groups of people, where you basically just share knowledge. Not that that is not important, but I think coaching is complementing what is needed in the business world today.
Well, we're seeing the same thing here in the in North America. I think there's a real movement happening, which is why I've been very interested in it myself, and have kind of begun a transformation of Life Tips to try to help coaches connect with people that need betterment.
And that's right.
When it comes from, you know, improving habits and building confidence and helping to shape appropriate vision with how to move small mountains, which is what business leaders really need to do. It's remarkable to me that for so many years, professional athletes, even amateur athletes, look at these wonderful Olympians we'll see, coaches were instrumental in them reaching the peak of their performance. And yet there's this cloud somehow over coaching when we think of the business world and leadership, that, oh, there must be something wrong with that leader if he or she needs a coach, you know? And, you know, to me, this reminds me a lot of the dating world, you know, 10 plus years ago, before Match.com existed, and, you know, some of these wonderful websites that help total strangers get to know each other in an online community. And surface matchmaking to it to the finest extreme of compatibilities and the way we think and the way we talk and the way we look, and, you know, touching a much broader audience. And now, of course, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. I feel the same is true with life coaching and business coaching. I think we're at the early stages of it, which is why it's so great to have thought leaders like you tuned into our show. So thanks for that. But do you have any thoughts on that, and how far coaching will go? Will there be a day where every CEO will by default have a coach?
That is really a, you know, interesting thought, because you know, for me, maybe, you know, looking at a very, very, from a very broad perspective, And that really comes from a personal experience as well. The turning point in all of this, I feel, is that realization for the majority of people still today, I think, and that is that when I get help, you know, it's not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of maturity and a sign of being authentic in how you, you know, self-knowledge, how you see yourself, and you know, are willing to embrace what there is, what the truth really is, that so often we don't see, but we need to discover. So, you know, it's about openness and as opposed to being defensive. And I think in that sense, I do believe that that many things happening, and obviously we need to look at the internet and you know, the influence of this global network and global village, and that, I think, is for people to open up more to things they don't know, and to be comfortable in learning and discovering, and not threatened by others' knowledge or anything like that, but to grow a belief that what is out there is there to help me. It's not to take things away from me. I feel this is a way that will continue to grow and to change our world. So as you asked, for more and more people, because if you think of what happened just in a few decades, I see it here in South Africa, of people accepting that you help with others, then there's no reason to believe why it will not continue in that vein to develop in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You have I want to close today by just asking a little some questions, namely, who do you want to get a hold of you? And I also want you to tell people a little bit about your wonderful website, newlead.co.za, where you talk about your 32 leadership principles to unlock your potential. Can you talk a little bit about the site itself and what that online course is really all about and why you developed it and who's been affected by it? Who's taken it and has transformed their life?
Yeah, thank you for that question. It's really close to my heart since it's not an old program, so I recently launched it. But I worked on it for quite some time, and I think the key features of it, or the characteristics, is really that it's talking to three areas, and that's leading self, leading change, and leading others. And I've worked on the leadership principles in those three areas. So if we say that it is important to lead yourself, and that's really the foundation, what do we mean by that? What are the areas that we need to look at? Do we need to discover in terms of, why are certain things, in terms of how you conduct yourself and how you are dispositioned and how you challenge yourself, etc., why is it important and a principle for leadership? And then, secondly, leading change. I have 11 principles on leading self, 7 principles on leading change. And that's to do with also how do you adapt personally to change? How have you learned to adjust and be flexible and ride the waves of change? And then also in the organization. And then the third area is that of leading others. I've got 14 principles there, because that is, so many areas of important ways of interacting with people and building trust and communicating and all those things. So those are all different leadership principles. So the way the program is structured is to have an introduction on a leadership principle, followed by an illustration, which can be a story or illustration or model, anything like that, that just helps people to make it very real for them and remember what this is about. And then the third one section, the 32 principles are 32-week modules. So what I'm explaining now is a typical week model, starting with a principle, looking at getting the introduction, understanding what's the principle, moving on to illustration, moving on then to self-reflective questions and self-assessment, a number of questions, I think, say, between 5 and 8. That is to facilitate you in terms of your you're thinking about where do you stand on this principle and what challenges do you experience. And then the fourth one is just a small assignment, and that would be something that you can practically go and apply in the week to come. And you've been prepared for this because you've engaged with the principle. Now you go and you are going to focus on one particular aspect, and you're going to practice a different way. And the last stage, obviously, is to reflect on the learning of the whole module and also your practical experience. And that's the way. And then by the end of it, you have the option then, if you have a coach, you send to your coach your work. In other words, the coach receives all of your reflections and your answers and your thinking about what areas of improvement, and that informs the coaching. So that's the way it works. And then I think a very, very, very important and useful addition to that is to have a blog. So I have a blog on each and every of one of those pages. So it's the five stages, and each of them is a page with a blog facility at the bottom. And the reason for that is that if it's in the open community, you can start your conversations there, discussing, ask questions, and learn from others in that way. And you can also have it per organization, so it can be specific to the organization, and they can have the internal discussions on that leadership principle. And all of that, obviously, in your own time, so it's not no need to go to a certain place, and so it's all there virtual on the internet. Last thing there is also a journal, personal journal, which is confidential, and the idea there is obviously that if you commit yourself, because it's a one-year registration, commit yourself to development for a year, then it's good to have your own thoughts and your own private conversation with the things that you experience during the day, and just have the use of a journal. So all of that is in the program on the website newlead.co.za. And yes, your other question was how is it taken up, and yes, I'm happy with organizations that are making use of it here in South Africa, and it's early stages, but it's really already proven to be a very, very, very useful way of for development and helping people in that way. So it's a supportive tool also to coaching specifically.
Terrific.
Did I answer the question?
You did indeed, and then some. But it's been great having you on the show. I wanted to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, Gerhard. And once again, just thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Indeed. Indeed. I visited your country, and I can tell you a personal visit with you would be more fun than an online course, because I just loved my trip to South Africa and visiting Cape Town and Port Elizabeth and up to Kruger National Park and Cape Hope. And
yes,
it's just a beautiful country, and you are a beautiful person.
And I very much appreciate this, and I must say this is my first interview. Of course, the history or the background of it is my connection with Motivational Press, and so it's fantastic to have this opportunity, and it's actually also a way of learning and obviously connecting. So thank you again from my side.
Right, indeed. Do go out. I'm going to send you a link. Charlotte will send you over a link to be sure to get all your information up on Life Tips so people can get a hold of you. We'll send that over to you in just a bit. Thanks again for tuning in, and we appreciate your interest in the show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next week, we'll see you. Hopefully, your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks to Gerhard with us today. See you next week. Thanks, everyone.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.